Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, this is Home Show Garden Pros. This is your host, Andy Milliken, with our expert, our knowledgeable, wonderful expert, Sherry Hera.
Good morning.
From Plants for All Seasons.
I'm here.
Yes, you are, and I'm excited you're here. So, Sherry, one of our original Home Show Garden Pros, I don't know if you heard the big news, but we're going to 2 hours.
I know, awesome.
Woo! Woo, woo, woo!
No, you get a whole hour of each of the garden pros.
I know.
That's pretty
I'm super
awesome.
Excited about it because a lot of times, like, we start getting the conversation, and then Patrick, the board guy, is like, "Hey, we gotta go. We gotta hurry." He doesn't sound like that. He's more like, "What's up, dudes?" Anyway, and so it's like I always feel like I'm cutting the conversation short.
Yeah.
So I'm super, super excited about going deeper.
Can take our time
answering more questions. By the way, if you want your question answered, 713-572-4610 to join the conversation. Now, you know, I'm going to 2 hours, so that's 7 to 9. But Tom is not getting a shorter show. You know, he is the man, right? So he's just moving back 1 hour. So he's going to be 9 to 12. So if you were panicked about losing an hour of Tom, you're not. So good news for him. He just gets to sleep in a little bit later, which is nice.
Yeah.
So Sherry didn't sleep in. She's here.
Nope, I'm here.
So we're talking plants that smell good.
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be sweet. Doesn't have to be smell like food. You know, a lot of candles, it's like, oh, get this candle, and it's like, oh, it's cinnamon cupcakes. And I'm like, well, I don't want to eat a candle.
Ew.
Right?
It's yeah.
Like, yeah, I want something that smells floral or fruity, you know, something.
Yeah.
I mentioned that I love the smell of oranges.
Uh-huh.
Yum. It just, you know, just kind of warms my blood, sort of. It's just like a comfortable smell.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we already talked about oranges quite a bit.
Okay.
They smell good twice.
Mm-hmm.
Really, always. What about you? What are some of your kind of...
Well, I like things that bloom at night.
Oh, yes.
And I'm big on the plants that are fragrant at night.
So well, there's
night,
one that's...
Night blooming jasmine.
Which, what an appropriate name.
Yeah. And mine's about to erupt.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's one of those smells that... Because sometimes when the smells are real, real sweet, they're almost like over the top a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like too... I don't know what the word is, but it's like sticky or, you know, like too much sweetness.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
A little bit?
I think everybody has a different nose. It smells real perfumey to me. Does it smell sweet to you?
Well, yeah. Night blooming jasmine sometimes has a sweet smell with it. But it's what I was going to say, it's never one of those overly
well, it's like
sweet
the,
ones.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. It's one of my faves.
And it's great for a fence. So if you got kind of a private space or you've got a trellis you can grow on, really great plant for that.
Yeah. Mine looks like a small tree.
Oh, you've grown up kind of on
kind
a trunk.
Of, yep, like a trunk.
What a cool way to do. Do you have it in a pot?
Nope, in the ground.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, sweet olive.
Oh, yeah.
And that
yeah.
one is sweet.
Sweet olive is really great. And so that's a smaller shrub.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, mine's getting quite large, probably about 8 foot tall.
And are you growing it into a tree shape?
Just a big shrub.
Yeah. And those are pretty plants, too.
Yeah.
That's a dark green...
It's a medium green leaf, and it gets kind of a reddish tinge, kind of like a red-tip photina gets.
But without the disease
new growth.
Issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the smell-good plants.
And just evergreen shrub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I love that. I remember being hit by that smell kind of sitting at a bench one time, and just this smell wafted over.
Yeah.
So it's such a cool element kind of in public spaces to try to insert those smells.
Yeah, because you don't really see the flowers.
Yeah.
You just smell them.
And it's kind of wild to think of, like, the energy that it takes the plant to kind of make smells. And a lot of them, if they're leaf smells, they come from oils, which, you know, it's a lot harder to build an oil than almost anything else in a plant. And if it's releasing the smell in a flower, it's even more complicated. And that kind of points to, like, the large range of nutrients that plants need. You know, it's not just NPK. It's not just nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
Right.
Pretty much they need all of the minerals.
Right.
And a lot of fertilizers aren't going to have all the minerals. But MicroLife does.
Absolutely.
So, it's a locally made company. They really are kind of really focused on our problems. Clay, heat, kind of overcoming the sicknesses and stresses that we've got. But with smelly plants, something like night blooming jasmine, right? All those flowers take a lot of energy, take a lot of nutrients. So we really want to kind of make sure that the soil is thriving.
Right.
Whenever it's in the ground, it's got to be thriving. So MicroLife can really help keep decent soil or make decent soil great or keep great soil kind of great.
Really
keep it
good.
Great. Yeah, exactly. They've kind of really focused on our clay soils these last few years because the compaction is such a problem. It's hard to overcome without the microbial solution.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've unlocked that, you know, problem.
Right.
And they can really, MicroLife alone, just the regular 624, the base model, can really unlock clay problems.
Mm-hmm.
When it's super hot right now, summer stress is happening, people are getting sooty mold on everything, aphid infestations, you know, all kinds of problems. And that's not including just the regular lawn problems of like patch and, you know, bugs, but molasses, seaweed, humates, those are three liquids that they kind of source and sell, but from great sources.
Right.
And so the liquid stuff kind of works a little bit faster, because you can imagine if you mix a bunch of water and pour it around your plant's roots, it goes down to where the roots are.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just stay on the soil a little bit and trickle in. It goes down there pretty quick. And it ends up being really great soil food, kind of innervating the plant. And so really this during the summer heat, it's really, really a great idea to use some of those liquid amendments. If you're going to foliar feed, I would do it kind of in the evening. I wouldn't do it in the heat of the day. Leaves have stoma. They're like, and Sherry knows this, I know, but they have holes that open and close, and that's how they breathe. And during the heat of the day, they're going to be closed. And so when you spray something on there, it's not really going to affect the new, it's not going to affect it right away. So you want to spray it on when those stoma are opening or when they're open, and that's going to be in the evening.
Right.
Plus, that gives you an excuse to not be out in the super hot heat.
Absolutely.
So you use MicroLife, right?
I do.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
Almost daily.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, for more details on their full range of products and places you can buy it, visit microlifefertilizer.com.
It's kind of an addiction. You just keep going on and on and on.
Howdy. I'm Jeff Roberts with Trifection.
We had our master bath, had the kitchen downstairs. We had the utility room completely done.
But wait, there's more.
I mean, once you're in a little older home and you start updating it.
Trifection Whole Home Remodeling gets more home from the house you have.
Well, they did such a good job on the kitchen and the master. We said, hey, you know, can you drop a plan on these other deals?
See examples at trifection.net.
Like I said, they did a super job.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. This is Danny Milliken, Home Show Garden Pros. I am just one small unit of this. I'm here with a much more important, more celebratable unit.
You're so sweet, Danny.
Well, you know, people love being called a unit. No, right. They don't. They don't love that. This is Sherry Hara, a true garden professional. So, Sherry and I are kind of, you know, chatting about smell good plants, about taking care of them, you know, looking after them. So what's another kind of a great smell good plant that you were thinking of?
Well, coming up, we're going to have like cool weather plants coming. But dianthus. I love dianthus they're blooming.
What? Oh, wow. I actually don't. That's not one thing that's in my mind as one of the plants. But what's the describe the plant to me and, you know, our nice people. And,
dianthus?
Yeah.
Well, we plant them a lot. They are perennials.
Right.
But I call them reverse perennials because they look bad in the middle of summer. They look great fall, winter, spring. But we a lot of times plant them as annuals because they're so colorful, like with our pansies. And
that's awesome.
But they just have a real sweet smell.
That's so cool. Yeah.
That, and with your alyssum.
Oh, I love alyssum. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a really wonderful kind of purely sweet smell.
Yeah.
And a lot of people I know are growing annuals. So if you want to join the conversation, talk about annuals and smell good plants, 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros, Sherry Hara. So dianthus, I didn't realize they smell good. I'm excited about them because they have a really cool flower.
And they get the name Sweet William.
Okay.
Yeah. But
they are.
They smell good.
That's awesome. So you don't, if you have them and you've had successful perennial kind of success with them, you cut them down during the summer, or
I don't do masses of them, just little clumps of them.
Gotcha.
And the ones that survive the summer, they don't look good. I just keep them fed and watered, and then, you know, they're starting to grow. They're starting to fill in right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then September, they'll just erupt into bloom.
What do you feed the dianthus with?
MicroLife.
Is that kind of your approach to general?
Pretty much everything gets MicroLife,
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Can't blame you for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff. Okay, you got to see. She's got like a list. She's prepared.
Yeah, I got my little list.
Look, I'm making paper sounds. It sounds like that you have a list. So what else you got on there?
Okay, this is kind of weird.
Uh-oh.
But Kelly came up with this one, and it is true. Natchez crepe myrtles, when they're in full bloom, go stand under one.
Okay.
It has just a really fresh smell.
That's awesome.
Yes.
See, I love those smells like that that are not, you know, we think of flowers as being like, oh, pretty, you know, mm-hmm. like butterfly ginger is a really perfumey, sweet smell.
Sure. You know, and you expect it to smell.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa. But things like that that have like a refreshing smell, the mm-hmm. a fresh smell, you know, the smell of, you know, cut lawn. Like mm-hmm. that's something that people talk about pretty often. But I didn't know that about Natchez Crepe Myrtle.
Yeah. And Savannah Holly.
Same thing.
When it's in full bloom and it's just buzzing with bees.
Yeah.
It's just a really beautiful smell.
So those are two great kind of smaller trees.
Mm-hmm.
And Savannah Holly, when people like ask me for a recommendation for a small tree,
mm-hmm.
Savannah Holly is a go-to.
Yeah.
Eagleston, a lot of those American hollies I think are awesome. Well, but just describe it a little bit. I think people don't, you know, a lot of people... We have a lot of beginners, right?
Savannah Holly?
Yeah.
Like the actual tree?
Yeah.
Well, I have one on my side yard. They respond really well to pruning.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I have a single trunk. I trained it into a single trunk. And
nice.
I do what we call a lollipop. So
okay. That's
what we call it. We just keep it very rounded and formal looking.
Right.
But if you let them, you know, just kind of take on that natural conical shape.
Yeah.
About 20, 25 foot tall.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Just and a cool nice, thing. Small, easy tree.
So you not only get the bees
mm-hmm.
and the great smells.
And the birds.
And you got, yeah, the birds and the
mm-hmm.
berries.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, but you also have a nice looking evergreen kind of tree.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one from this continent.
Absolutely.
So that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice. So you have that in a bed?
I do, on the side of my driveway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you use MicroLife and compost all around it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I use so much compost in my bed.
Yeah.
And people, I think, really like know to use compost in their bed, their veggie garden.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk a lot about compost top dressing the lawn.
Right.
But I think that's where people are like, whoa, how do you compost top dress? What is that?
You know compost top dressing the lawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just dump it out and rake it through.
Yeah, you spread it all over the lawn.
I think a lot of times we make things more difficult than they need to be, and
it's
really easy.
It is easy. It does take time.
It does.
And if you have, you know, depending on the size of your lawn or how hot it is, you may want to be out there. There's a company that does it for you called Year Round, and they can really kind of monitor the health of your lawn too. So they're going to be applying compost top dressing. They're going to use MicroLife. They're going to put out the A24 fertilizer applications. They're also going to core aerate. And kind of let that stuff get a little bit deeper, give you a little more tilth, a little more air in the soil. And then also they're going to kind of follow up with monthly treatments, which is one of the best things they do is they're not like, okay, here's this, see you later, never talk to you again. It's like they're going to be back kind of checking on your problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people feel overwhelmed with their lawns because it is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, mowing, kind of fertilizing, looking at issues – you know, I've done enough compost top dressing on my lawn that I don't have any health issues anymore,
right. But
I have to mow a lot. So anyway, they don't use any harsh chemicals. That's year-round organic lawn solutions, comprehensive lawn service treatments with an organic mindset. And compost top dressing really, really will help your lawn be greener, be more lush, overcome weeds just by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're using it, you really don't need to apply pesticides or herbicides because your grasses will begin to grow and outcompete those things. So safe for everything, literally everything. I guess not safe for weeds.
Yeah, over time, they won't want to grow in your yard.
poor weeds. Everybody hates weeds. Anyway, if you're looking for a healthy lawn, call Year Round or check out their website, yearroundhouston.com.
How do professional flower growers and landscapers grow healthy, beautiful plants? They have a secret. ColorStar and NutriStar fertilizer from Nelson Plant Food, Texas made, using scientifically balanced ingredients. Targeted nutrition helping plants grow faster, stronger, needing less water and fungicides. Now you know, grow like a pro. Use Nelson Plant Food. Look for the gold star at Garden Pro Nurseries or find a nearby store at nelsonplantfood.com.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Year-round. organic lawn solution safe for your pets and family.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And Sherry Hera.
Good morning.
We are both here, Danny Milliken and Sherry Hera, both here talking gardening. Join the conversation, 713-572-4610. Also, still to come, you know, we're going to get into some stuff, cool stuff Sherry's doing. But don't forget that Tom Tynan's show comes up here in about, you know, 12, 13 minutes, and it's called the Home Show Radio. Great stuff. All the stuff related to fixing your home up, you know, making it cool, basically, this time of year, is I'm sure half the stuff people are dealing with.
I listened to it on my way home after the show, and I've learned a ton.
Me too. I call in every once in a while because I'm like, hey, tell me more about insulation.
I can hear your voice.
Yeah. Wait, I'm like, hold on. I have another question. Okay. So speaking of questions, we love answering questions. Got a couple ways to do it. You can call this number, 713-572-4610. You can also check out our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. We have a little page there that's especially made to answer your questions. You can put pictures on there. We get them answered. You'll get a good comprehensive answer. If we don't know right off the hand, we'll research it. We'll talk to people like Sherry and figure it out. Also, Facebook. We've got a kind of a really vibrant Facebook, doing good stuff. Sherry and I did – well, that's Home Show Garden Pros also. Mm-hmm. But Sherry and I did a fun kind of Facebook Live touring your
right.
site. Toured
around the nursery.
Plants for All Seasons. It was fun. Yeah. I got to meet the squirrel, the gnome, and, you know, eventually Sasquatch.
Yeah. So That'll be the next one.
Yeah, good luck finding him. Right. But you said you got another cool one up.
So my sister and I do Facebook Live. So Thursday, we've had a lot of questions about fall gardening.
Oh, right.
So we actually did one in my garden at my house so people could see where I have a little garden, and I get a lot of food out of it. So,
oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, we did it, and people are going crazy over it. So it was really fun. And so we're going to try to every Thursday do another Facebook Live.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then you'll be doing yours Saturdays.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing that we want to do is we want to kind of really introduce people to kind of great things that are happening all over the place.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, stay tuned to Facebook, both Plants for All mm-hmm. Seasons and Home Show Garden Pros. And heck, why not all of our co-op members?
Absolutely.
You know, when we think about veggie gardening, a lot mm-hmm. of times, well, the reason that we got onto this smelly good plant thing is because I always like to think of what's it going to take to get people out and gardening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. And smells would do that.
Smells do it. Mm-hmm. Food does it. You know, beauty does it. Some people garden for exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty good exercise.
Yeah.
The same as speed walking, they say. So, which is great. I mean, a great exercise. But this way, you don't have to go anywhere.
Or right.
You don't have to go to the mall, I guess.
Right in your yard.
Yeah. Well, some people's yards aren't big enough for speed walking. Oh, you meant gardening. I knew she meant, of course she didn't. So yeah, when it comes to vegetables and smelly things, mm-hmm. I think about tomatoes.
Oh, and the smell is wonderful.
Right, right. It's one of those people like, what's that strange smell? But the smell of the plant, for people that love tomatoes and are gardeners, the smell of that plant is like...
just so fresh.
Yeah.
And green.
It really is.
Like new.
Is verdant a good word for it?
There you go.
Yeah.
Sounds green.
Yeah, it's a verdant smell. The smell is extremely verdant. No, yeah. Okay. So that's a great one. So you guys have a great selection of plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you were in on Saturday and we did that video, that table is almost full of vegetables.
Wow.
It was only about half full. So.
Oh, right, right. The vegetable table is full now. I was thinking of all the herbs and how much fun I was having with the hoja santo and the lemongrass and some of the stuff you don't see very often.
Yeah, and those tables are even fuller.
Yeah, well, tons of great smelly stuff.
Yeah.
Tons of great vegetables now, and then really all the plants you can imagine. So I would encourage you to get over there if you're in Northwest Houston, because, man, they got a great, great selection of really fresh-looking mm-hmm. plants. And you guys do grow some of your own.
Yeah, we do. Greenhouse is empty right now, but we're preparing for the fall.
Right.
So in August, it'll fill up.
That's so cool.
Yep.
That is so cool. Well, it always flies. So this is why I'm excited about going to 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. It's almost over.
Yeah, because we're like running out of time so quick. So, Sherry Hera, Plants for All Seasons. You guys should definitely get up over there if you're in Northwest Houston. If you're in Kingwood, however, Northeast Houston, I would strongly suggest going over to Warren Southern Gardens.
Oh, beautiful place.
Beautiful place. And, you know, they're always doing something cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's one of your favorite parts about that location?
I just like to walk through. It's just, I mean, the beauty. It's just, they have it set up so nice. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
When I was kind of sourcing plants for a different nursery, one time we were really struggling to find a few of the little bitty olives, the little Aussie or Ollie.
Yeah.
And we had a hard time finding them. And so we looked around and Warren's had them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went up there, and this is my first time going there. I went up there thinking, oh, you know, go up to the garden center, get these and get out. But I get there, not only did the plants I was getting look way better than the plants I had sourced kind of from a commercial grower, but like everything looked great.
Right.
Everything was so fresh. They definitely give great advice. The cool thing about all the co-op locations, y'all's included, is the people that work there are knowledgeable. You get great advice at the places. So one of their things, their really pride point, is advice without attitude. So, like, go up there, ask a question. You know, Diane's up there. Michael's up there. The owners are amazing. And you get dependable plants. The plants we saw when we were buying those little bitty olives were not only gorgeous, but, like, thriving. With thriving plants, Warren's also has a You Kill It, Warren's Replaces It guarantee. So they give you a tip sheet, a care sheet. They tell you how to, care for it. And if you follow those instructions and it dies, well, they'll replace it and give you even more advice because you need it.
Yeah. You want to fix the problem.
Yeah, because you want to succeed a second time around. The funny thing about plants is people are like, oh, cool, a guarantee. Well, like, you know, you want a plant to grow and get established. It's not like a car where you want a new car.
Right.
You know, you want an old plant. So anyway, little soapbox there. But that's Warren Southern Gardens. Incredible place to go. Visit them online. If you're up in Kingwood, go up there. Their website is warrensoutherngardens.com.
The great outdoors. It's where landscaping and lawns live. When summer sizzles, they're not going inside for relief from scorching heat. No, they're counting on you. Give landscaping and lawns the help they need. Add MicroLife organic fertilizer. It enriches soils and plants with billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals. MicroLife granular and liquid fertilizers, providing plants in the great outdoors with what they need to thrive all summer, meaning they'll use less water. MicroLife, making life better. See how. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting Nature'sWayResources.com, then select retail stores. Nature'sWayResources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Danny Milliken with Sherry Hara. Our goal, make Houston full of great gardeners. That's how we're helping you. That's how we're helping Houston. 713-572-4610. We're going to go to a question now. Mike, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question, Mike?
Morning, Danny. Sherry.
Good morning.
I really enjoy listening to your show since it started. Listen to it every week.
Nice. Yeah.
Got a question about that compost top dressing that you talk about all the time.
Okay.
How much do you put on your lawn?
Well, so there's actually calculators out there. If you did a square foot went to a square foot calculator and figured out how big your yard was, the depth really that I encourage is a quarter of an inch or less.
Okay.
So you're putting like a pretty minimal amount on, and it's great to mow your lawn beforehand and then water afterwards.
Right. And just rule of thumb, I can make it a little bit easier. Yeah, you can measure and do all that. But just if you have, you know, a small area, about 10 bags per 1,000 gets you about that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, quarter inch. If you're doing it by the bag.
Okay, great.
And just,
all right. Well, that's what I needed to know. Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. That's great. A cool thing about, so a bag generally is 1 cubic foot.
Yes.
A cubic yard is when you buy by bulk, and that's 27 cubic feet.
Mm-hmm.
So 27 bags is 1 yard. So if you are, you know, by your math, basically 2,000 square feet, almost 3,000 be covered by a yard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. That's really helpful information.
That's just, I just dumped 10 bags. I have about 1,000 square feet.
Well, that's why you're a pro. You know, that's practical knowledge. That's like really great help. Well, had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
We talked, you know, a lot of specific plants, planting them, how to care for them, a big surprise to me, and I can't wait to experience it, is the smell of hollies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking to get into that smell, so
yeah.
Really appreciate that. We had Zach Buchanan on, and we had Sherry on, still mm-hmm. on with us. Coming up next is Tom Tynan and Home Show Radio. Kind of before we get there, just want to let you know one more time, we're going 2 hours. So that starts next week, August 4th. That's actually my anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yeah, 12 years.
Early.
Yeah, thank you. You're the first one to tell me this. So, but that's exciting. So that means that we're going from 7 to 9, and Tom will start at 9 o'clock, and he'll go till noon. So next week, if you got an indoor question and you call in, I'll give you my best advice on a plant to grow indoors.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so that'll be a special surprise for the people who call, trying to call Tom. But Tom's great. So this was Home Show Garden Pros. Really big thanks to all of our callers. Big thanks to our great, great Garden Pro hosts. And we had a lot of fun. And here's to you getting growing this week.
Where are you taking me, Tom?
Behind the scenes of the Sports Radio 610 Clock Tower, Danny.
They have one?
Every station does. Hand me that wrench.
What are you doing?
Tweaking the works. Moving Home Show Radio back 1 hour. There, 9 to noon.
9 to noon? What about that 8 a.m. hour?
All yours and the Garden Pros.
2 hours of Home Show Garden Pros?
7 till 9.
Hey, can this thing make us younger, too?
We're going to need a bigger wrench.
Set your watches starting August 4th. Home Show Radio starts at 7 a.m. with the Garden Pros, now on Saturdays from 7 to 9 a.m. Then Tom Tynan, 9 till noon on Sports Radio 610.